Welcome back to What's Ailing America, one of your most important weapons in fighting the war on truth being waged against the people by the mainstream media. On this show, you will hear the truth no matter how against the grain it is. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by the Republic Broadcasting Network, its staff, or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarly.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Excuse me. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site, as they will soon be operational. I have a new webmaster, and she's really taking care of business, and we're going to be starting up with the updates again within the next couple of weeks. And that's going to be really important for you to sign up for, because there's lots of things going on, folks. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune disease, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website. Also, don't forget that I have another show on Republic Broadcasting every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, where I co-host with Janet Phelan on Two If By C. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your creator. Do not believe anything I tell you either. Check things out for yourself. For we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves. If we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing, especially with the legion of disinformers out there. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The number to call in is listed on the republicbroadcasting.org website. It is toll-free USA 800-313-9443. Every week I will answer the question, what's ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, where awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, especially in regards to our health, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction. Together, we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. And there's basically two kinds of people in this world, those who will do anything for cash and those who won't hurt or betray their fellow man no matter what the personal sacrifice. And I just have to say that it's really time for people to get a conscience and realize that we have to stand up, those of us, especially in the patriot community, who know what's going on. And I'm so proud to be on this website show because the RBM listeners are some of the most knowledgeable listeners that I've had for any of the shows that I've been on. But it's very important, folks, to start spreading the information to everybody you know. Yes, it's true that many people won't want to listen, but those are the people that are just going to, you know, follow the rest of the herd off the cliff. There's nothing you can do for them. You lead a horse to water. If they won't drink, that's their problem. Today's show, we're going to answer the question, what's ailing America? Antibiotic-created stealth organisms. This is a very important show. I'm going to fly solo today, and this is a very good chance for you to call in and ask questions about antibiotics. Stay tuned. And we're back to the What's Ailing America, where our answer today is a very important subject, antibiotic-created stealth organisms. And before I get into what those are, I want to discuss a very important person with you. His name was Antoine Béchamp. He was the author of a very important book, Blood, the Third Element. He died in 1908 at the age of 91. His research revealed that the toxicity of the body's cellular terrain is what determines what organisms you are infected with, and that organisms can morph into more pathological, meaning more dangerous bugs. As they start to break the body down when they are in a toxic environment, because they are decomposing you. You've heard the term ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Well, the way we turn into dust is through decomposition. And the decomposition is done by organisms in our environment that the Creator put there so that we would decompose. Otherwise, there would be a lot of dead bodies lying around, and it wouldn't smell very good in this world. And I want to refer you to a very important book that talks about the fraud of Louis Pasteur. It's called Pasteur Exposed, The False Foundations of Modern Medicine. The author is Ethel Douglas Hume, and I'm going to read you what it says on the back of this book, which is published in Australia. There's no number in here for you to call, but I'm sure you could get the book by typing the title into Amazon or one of those other booksellers. This is what it says on the back of the book. This extraordinary history of the germ theory, among other things, shows that vaccination, far from saving millions of lives, has cost millions of lives. In destroying Pasteur's ideas, the author of this book has introduced us to Béchamp, whose experiments produced the first scientific evidence of how homeopathy, acupuncture, and all holistic therapies can cure disease, while conventional medicine can only treat it. The implications of Béchamp's discoveries are far-reaching and have yet to be realized, and it is hoped that this book will be an inspiration to scientists, therapists, and the general public who are beginning to sense the futility of the conventional approach. This plagiarist, Pasteur, was the most monumental charlatan whose existence is disclosed to us in the entire recorded history of medicine. And that is what someone by the name of M.R. Lieverson has stated, and that's on the back of this book, which I highly recommend that you get and show this to your white coats, because guess what, folks? I never learned the name Antoine Béchamp. I never heard his name mentioned in medical school, and this is the reason. Because, you see, Béchamp proved that it's the toxicity of the body that's important. What you eat, drink, breathe, and bathe in determines the pathogenicity, i.e., the virulence or the danger of the bugs that are in you. So disease is not due to germs attacking you like Louis Pasteur promoted. And actually, Pasteur and Béchamp were around at the same time. As I said, Béchamp died in 1908. Pasteur was alive at the same time that Béchamp was. And what Pasteur did was twist and spin Béchamp's work, because his message that he promoted, which is what the only thing we learned about in medical school, and that is one germ, one disease. In other words, the germs, the dangerous germs, they're coming after you. They're trying to seek you out so they can make you sick. Of course, Pasteur's beliefs actually promoted Big Pharma, and that's the reason that Béchamp was never mentioned in medical school, and all we heard about was Pasteur, because Pasteur's fraud went along with the Rockefeller's burgeoning pharma cartel that they would eventually profit from. You know, back in those days, there weren't very many vehicles out there. They weren't selling a lot of oil. And so they were actually using oil to make drugs out of. And I've talked on a previous show about the history of all this with Chris Barr, who is a very good health historian, and Dr. Truott as well. As a matter of fact, the term snake oil was actually due to Doc Rockefeller. He actually took petroleum products and mixed it with some kind of alcoholic beverage, and this is what he sold as snake oil. That's what the people, you know, around him that were buying this crap would call it. And this is how the entire pharma cartel got started. with treatment of disease rather than detoxification of the cause. And there was something called the Flexner Report, which led medicine on the path it has become. This was actually commissioned the year of the Chomp's death in 1908. And I will refer you to another very important book if you want to learn how the medical profession became corrupted. It's called Medical Mafia, and the author is Guylaine Langtote, G-Y-L-A-I-N-E, Langtote is L-A-N-C-T-O-T, a Canadian physician. Of course, the medical mafia went after her just for writing that book. But she gives the whole history of how the Flexner Report was used to basically make all medical schools be the same. There used to be around 200 homeopathic medical schools in this country, and now there are actually none that MDs go to. As a matter of fact, in Pennsylvania, there's the Samuel Hahnemann School of Medicine, and they don't even talk about homeopathy in the Samuel Hahnemann School of Medicine. Samuel Hahnemann is the one that brought homeopathy to this country about 200 years ago. So it's really quite amazing how all of these natural things have been suppressed, or perhaps not, because once you realize what the true cause of disease is, then you cure yourself, and guess what? The medical mafia and big pharma goes out of business. So even though Bichamp proved that bacterial infestation is a sign of disease, not the cause of disease, the medical profession was becoming corrupted and Pasteur's fraudulent work was praised. And the treatment of disease by Big Pharma began, rather than wholesome nutrition and hygienic cleanliness. And I want to talk to you about something I use as a basically a visual. Think of a fishbowl. Many of you have aquariums with fish. And, of course, what do you have to do with the fishbowl to keep the fish healthy? You have to keep the water clean. You have to clean out the fishbowl. Well, you see, water in our body, I'm sure most of you realize that our bodies are mostly water. There's water in the cells. There's water between the cells called the extracellular fluid. There's water in the blood. And this water must be clean because when this water is clean, then our body is basically viewed by the pathogens within us because we have bacteria in us, on our skin, in our GI tract. I'll talk more about that later. These things are actually necessary for health. When our bodies are polluted and become like the Hudson River, then the bacteria get the message that they need to start breaking you down and they need to decompose you, and they are actually able to transform into more pathogenic forms. So you picture a fish in a fishbowl, and the fish is not looking too well, and the water is looking a little murky. Would you start pouring antibiotics into the water? Would you get out a hypodermic and start injecting that fish with vaccine viruses? I don't think so. You would clean out the water. And that is what I have learned about, is this idea of detoxification. This is so critical, I cannot even tell you. Unfortunately, because the traders in the District of Criminals are nothing more than whores who take lots of money from every kind of different company that you can imagine, big pharma, aluminum manufacturers, pesticide manufacturers, all of these poisons that are in our world, they take money from these corporations, and these corporations are then allowed to pollute our environment. So it's impossible to not be toxic in this day and age, unfortunately. You can do the best you can, and one of the most important things you have to do is to learn what's bad for you. You certainly can't trust the FDA and the USDA and these other alphabet agencies to protect you because they're actually increasing the levels of pollutants that are allowed into the environment. That's what we're paying our taxes, our tax dollars for. So you have to learn what's bad for you and avoid the bad things, but you also need to learn how to detoxify yourself and learn how important that healthy food is. You know, genetically engineered, pesticides, radiated food, not good, folks. You need to eat organic food as much as possible. You need to drink pure water. You need to breathe clean air to the best degree that you can. You need to think healthy thoughts. And I know there's a lot of fear out there now, but fear is very bad for our health. it actually starts the process of disease going. All disease starts on the energy level. You have to have the faith to know that the Creator is in charge. Now, this doesn't mean you don't get ready. You have to do whatever you can because we're entering some very interesting times. But you just have to do the best you can to realize that we have to go through this divine chaos in order to get to the other side. The world has become so corrupt, every area of our world, as all of you that listen to RBN know, you know, the financial markets, the different religions, the medical mafia, the judicial system, the police are now killing people, social services are stealing children away from good families. The list goes on, and we talk about these subjects on this show on a regular basis. But just realize that we have to go through these changes in order for us to get to the other side. And it is going to be ugly. But it's very important at this time for you to make yourselves as healthy as you can. Because when we start entering those interesting times, it's going to be very important for you to be healthy. As I'm sure you also know, the corrupt Congress has already passed Codex Alimentarius legislation. They want to really start to bring that into fruition next year, where they're going to try to make vitamin supplements a prescription item. And, of course, any white coat that prescribes them will lose their license. So now's the time to get your health back, folks, and I'm going to talk about more how you can do this and what the antibiotics are really doing to you when we get back from this break. Stay tuned. We're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is antibiotic-created stealth organisms. And I'm going to get into stealth organisms in a minute and explain to you what those are and why the antibiotics are so bad. There's very many reasons. But first, I just want to mention again that Bichamp proved that bacteria function in whatever medium they find themselves in, even changing their shapes as well as their function to accord with the medium they're in. I.e., if you have the Hudson River in your body, in your cells, and between your cells, they're going to change into organisms that are going to start to decompose you. So this is very important for you to realize. And there was a man by the name of Royal Raymond Rife, another genius who has been covered up, and I never learned his name in medical school either, who developed a powerful universal microscope, and this actually confirmed the work of Bichamp through many decades that he did this work. And there's actually something called a Rife machine that can still be purchased. Of course, it's called quackery by the medical mafia, and that's how you know it must be very good. So this is very important information for you to know, and I have developed something that I call the Hippocrates Protocol, which involves detoxification of poisons that are in your body, including aspartame and fluoride and pesticide and all kinds of other toxins that are in the environment. That's the amazing thing about homeopathy. There are nosodes, which are the type of homeopathy that I teach people about, that can detoxify pretty much anything, and it's a surgical strike approach. It goes after specific things. Of course, it's also very important to keep your body alkalinized, and you have to boost and uncorrupt your immune system. The document on my website entitled Inoculations, a True Weapons of Mass Destruction at drcarly.com explains how the vaccines especially corrupt the immune system. So I'll refer you to that document to learn more about that. But you have to uncorrupt the immune system as well as boost it, because the immune system is our constitution. And as long as the immune system is doing its job, we're not going to have a problem. It's going to help to get rid of these organisms and get rid of cancer cells, and basically we're going to be fine. That's why we were given an immune system. What you don't want to do is to inject more germs in the form of vaccines. These are very, very bad. You can also detoxify the vaccines that have been injected, because by bypassing secretory IgA, as I explain in Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, they actually create a situation where your body cannot eliminate these germs. So they remain in your body. in your toxic body, which is made much more toxic because of all the other ingredients of vaccines. And you can click on a link right below the baby with the needles picture on my website to go to the CDC's own website and learn about some of the poisons that are in vaccines. Really strange things like MSG and aspartame. Why are they putting things like that in vaccines? We have all kinds of other things, such as formaldehyde, and mercury, heavy metals, aluminum. I mean, the list goes on and on. When you actually look at the physician's desk reference and see the poisons that they're injecting into us in ever-increasing numbers, you have to start asking yourself, what is the true purpose of this, folks? It looks like they're trying to make us sick. Perhaps because they know things are going to be getting a little ugly, and they don't want people healthy and able to get themselves off the couch. So, anyways, I just want to mention some things about antibiotics right now. First of all, I want to tell you that when I was in medical school, I went to medical school between 1983 and 1987, and we were always talk about this principle of culturing somebody who's sick. You know, if you have a child with a sore throat, you take a culture of the throat. If you have somebody with a fever, you take a blood culture. You always culture things. That's what we were taught to do. When was the last time that any of you that went to a white coat because of an infection had the white coat take a culture? It's really amazing how they just don't do that anymore, and I don't know what their excuse is, but what they do is just dole out the antibiotics based on the part of your body that's infected and the most likely bug that they think is going to be in that part of the body causing the infection. And, of course, the antibiotics that they use now are very often something called broad-spectrum antibiotics. These are antibiotics that can allegedly kill many different bacteria. I'll be explaining why that's a fraud shortly. But the fact that they're what's called broad-spectrum means that you're going to have more and more bacteria that are going to develop antibiotic resistance. And that brings us into stealth organisms. But before I talk about that, I want to just let you know a partial list of the side effects of antibiotics. And I'm sure that your white coats never mention these things when you go and get your bottle of antibiotics. First of all, we have all kinds of GI disturbances, including gastroenteritis and diarrhea. We have also the killing of beneficial bacteria that are in the gut, and this is what the main cause of is of people getting systemic yeast infections. Pretty much every pediatric client whose parent comes to me to teach them how to reverse their diseases is systemically infected with yeast. I've had children that have been on antibiotics for years. It's truly amazing what they do. They just stick you on these antibiotics, and basically they believe that that's going to help you. Okay, I hear the music. I'll get back to the side effects of antibiotics after the break. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is antibiotic-created stealth organisms. And I was talking to you about some of the side effects of antibiotics, so let me continue. In terms of the GI system, we have something called pseudomembranous colitis. Now, let me read you what the description of this is from my medical dictionary. An acute superficial necrosis, which means that the superficial layer, the mucosa of the colon, is dead. So we have an acute superficial necrosis of the mucosa of the small intestine and colon, characterized by profound shock, dehydration, and the passage per rectum of serum mucus, often mixed with blood, and shreds or casts of the bowel wall. In other words, the mucosa of the bowel is actually dying, and you're pooping out your bowel wall. Now, this is actually a very common side effect of antibiotics, and I want to get to an article that I found in the Thursday, April 24th, 2008, USA Today on page 4D, and this was the title of that article. Infection rate soars for intestinal disease. The number of cases of a common but serious infection that gives hospital patients sometimes deadly diarrhea and blood poisoning has soared, a government analysis shows. According to the U.S. Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, the number of hospital patients infected with Clostridium difficile, which was the organism that causes this problem, has increased 200% from 2000 to 2005. The agency tracked more than 2 million cases of Clostridium difficile in U.S. hospitals from 1993 to 2005. That jump follows a 74% increase in the number of cases from 1993 to 2000. So you see, the numbers are skyrocketing, and what are they doing? Absolutely nothing. They admit that it causes diarrhea and often deadly illness, treatable only by removing the colon. Two of three infected hospital patients in 2005 were elderly, and they are actually finding very much increased rate of this deadly problem in nursing homes as well, because, of course, they're giving the nursing home clients the pneumonia and flu vaccine every year now. It's mandated in these nursing homes. And so, of course, they're getting all kinds of infections. And, of course, they have to give them antibiotics when they get these infections. And this pseudomembranous colitis caused by Clostridium difficile is a side effect of antibiotics. We also have allergic reactions. We also have liver damage, dysfunction, including something called cholestasis, which is where the bile in your liver just kind of stops moving and just hangs there. We also have renal failure, especially with antibiotics called aminoglycosides and vancomycin, also an antifungal drug called amphotericin. We have what are called blood dyscrasias, which is just what the word says. The blood formation goes crazy. We can get serum sickness, which leads to microvascular strokes, hemolytic anemia, abnormalities of the platelets, all kinds of problems from antibiotics. We can get thyroid malfunction. We can get acidosis. As a matter of fact, many of these antibiotics, when given IV, are so acid that they have to give them in a central vein, which is a major vein in your upper chest, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. We have malabsorption, which is where you're not able to absorb your nutrients in your food properly. Low potassium levels. Fever. This is very important, folks. Did you know that antibiotics can cause fever? It's called drug fever. Now, think of this. What do the white coats do when you're on an antibiotic and you get a fever? They give you another antibiotic. They keep on increasing the dose of the antibiotic. Have you ever had a white coat consider the fact that the antibiotic you are taking may be causing the fever? And this is a very big problem, and especially in the hospitals. Thrombophlebitis. This is where the veins in your arms, especially if they're giving you IV antibiotics just through your arms, they're so toxic and so acidic that they actually can cause a necrosis once again, which is where the tissue dies of your veins. And these veins become red and hot. And as a surgeon, that is a very common procedure that I used to have to bring people to the operating room for, was to cut out these veins after they become infected, after you're getting IV antibiotics. Because, of course, once you start getting clot formation in these veins, those clots can travel to your lung, and that's how you get basically a pulmonary embolism, which can also kill you. Continuing on with a list of antibiotic side effects, rash, anaphylactic shock. Anaphylactic shock is where you have a severe allergy to any kind of drug. This can happen with vaccines as well. Massive production of IgE, which is the antibody of allergy, and all kinds of release of histamine and other things in your body, which actually cause your blood system to massively dilate. You don't get enough blood flowing to your head, and you can die. Something called neuropathy, which is where you actually get a decreased conduction in your nerves, and this can be caused by vaccines as well, but this is a very common side effect of antibiotics. Convulsions can be caused by antibiotics. Something called optic neuritis, and this is where you can actually go become colorblind, or you can actually become totally blind, and this is especially possible with drugs for tuberculosis. And I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that are colorblind. This is especially common in men. I wonder if it's from an antibiotic you got when you were a child. We can have ear damage, including deafness, or damage to the vestibular apparatus in your ear. Those are the semicircular canals that are responsible for you to have proper balance. And when that is a system is damaged, you get something called vertigo, where you're dizzy and your head is spinning, no matter even if you're laying down. You can get something called photosensitivity, which is where you're so sensitive to the sun that you have to stay out of the sun. You can get folate and B6 deficiency especially. When was the last time a white coat advised you to go on these B vitamins if you were taking antibiotics? I suspect never. You can get cardiac toxicity, and you can actually go into cardiac failure from certain antibiotics. And, of course, you can also have damage to your teeth. This is especially possible with an antibiotic called tetracycline, although it also happens with fluoride. There's so many toxins out there. But that is just a partial list of the side effects of antibiotics that I got from my medical books as I was preparing for the show today. And as I stated, the white coats never even tell the people about these side effects because, you see, once you get an infection, and, of course, antibiotics only work if they do it all, for bacterial infections, they do absolutely nothing for viruses. And when you have a infection or something like that in a child, if you don't culture the child to find out what is infecting them, then how can you give an antibiotic in the first place? Because, of course, if it's not a bug to begin with, if it's a virus, it's not going to work anyways. So let me start talking now about why antibiotics don't work. And the three main mechanisms that antibiotics don't work are the following. The first is something called drug resistance. Now, I'm sure you've all heard of drug resistance. There's been articles in the paper about MRSA. This is methicillin-resistant staph. The organism staph, which is a gram-positive cocci, it's called, it's a round bug, actually used to be resistant to something that was called methicillin that's in the penicillin family. And what these white coats have done by giving this antibiotic to so many people is they've created this methicillin resistance. This occurs due to mutation of the bacteria by something that's called transposons, where the genes in the bacteria are actually transferred from one area of the bacteria to another. And we also have, especially with gram-negative bacteria, something called gene transfer, where something you've heard me talk about before, plasmids, which are circular rings of DNA that they're also injecting into us in vaccines, can actually be transferred from one bacteria to another via a process of called conjugation. This is how bacteria reproduce. I don't want to use too many big words, but I just want you to know that I know what I'm talking about. So we also have antibiotic hand soaps, and there was an article in the paper, although I have so many articles here, I wasn't able to locate that one before the show, that I picked up when I was in Florida about a year ago or so. And that article actually talked about the fact that all the antibiotic hand soaps are causing all kinds of problems with people getting fungus in their on their hands, on their nails, of their feet, et cetera, et cetera. You see, your skin also has beneficial organisms on it that are supposed to be there. And when you're using antibiotic hand soaps all the time as well, you're actually creating a situation where you're killing off all the bacteria if you're using them all the time. And so what comes and basically takes its place? Well, of course, we have yeast. And we also have a severe problem with tuberculosis becoming resistant to antibiotics. As a matter of fact, I have an article from the Charlotte Observer, Tuesday, May 8th, 2008, and this is the title of the article, Mutations Outpace Pharmaceuticals, Bacteria's Resistance to Antibiotics Grows. And this is what it says under that. Germs acquire the ability to eat drugs. Incurable form of TB emerges. That's right, folks. These bacteria, through these mechanisms that I mentioned, become so in love with the antibiotics that they're actually able to use them to to thrive on. And this is something very serious as far as tuberculosis goes, because now they're saying that a new lethal form of tuberculosis, known as XDR-TB, that's virtually impossible to cure, has exploded in Africa, Asia, and Russia. And there's also a small number of cases in the U.S. Now, you know I all have a delusion of conspiracy, so I have a feeling that, especially the fact that it's exploding in those areas where they want to decrease the population anyways, that perhaps they created this form of TB in a laboratory, and that's why it's one of these emerging infections. Most of these infections that are emerging are coming from laboratories where the mad scientists are creating them. But you see, this is very important for you to know. One of my clients in Syracuse just called me this week, and she works in a nursing home and helps the older people. And she wanted to transfer to a different job. She had just had one of these TB time tests. And because she was going to another institution, they told her that she needed to take another test. Now, when you do the TB time test, where they prick you with that little series of needles and they stick it into your arm and they tell you to come back in a day or two and they're going to check and see if you have a bump there, of course, they're actually injecting you with parts of the tuberculosis. Worse yet is if you live in a country where they give out the BCG vaccine. The BCG vaccine is tuberculosis. They are injecting you with tuberculosis, and then if you down the line have this quote-unquote time test, you're going to come up positive because, in fact, you have tuberculosis. Now, what happened to my client in Syracuse? Well, of course, when she went to the second institution and had the time test again because they told her she must have it, she actually developed a little bit of a reaction because she had just had it a couple of months before. And what did the white coat decide? Well, he said, we can't really tell if it's positive, so we want you to come back in another couple of months and we're going to do it again. Now, of course, if they keep on doing it, she's going to have more and more of a reaction because they're injecting her with parts of the tuberculosis bacilli. And once the reaction becomes big enough, then they're going to tell her she has to take antibiotics. And then there's a very good chance that she will develop antibiotic resistance to the tuberculosis because the bacilli that causes tuberculosis has this ability to become resistant, just like all of the other bacteria do. So what is the answer? Well, guess what, folks? There's even homeopathics for tuberculosis. So the idea of giving antibiotics for any of these things is totally insane. And one of the most amazing articles that I came across doing my research for this show was an article from a website called Fierce Bioresearch. I really suggest all of you go to that. Fierce, F-I-E-R-C-E, Bioresearch. You can actually sign up for email updates from that site. I am signed up for the vaccine section as well as a couple of others. And let's see, on October 2nd, they sent out the following great news, that they've now, and this is a site promoted by Big Pharma, just so you know, but it's very interesting because I do find out what's coming up down the pike, as well as they do tell when they have certain problems. We now have a vaccine approach to blocking infections. That's right, folks, and this is why. Because we have so much bacterial resistance to antibiotics. So the Scripps Research Institute at La Jolla may offer a new way to block infections without sparking bacterial resistance. They're going to create a vaccine, which is basically going to, let's see what it says here. The bacteria that sense that they have enough of their buddies around them to allow them to say, okay, we're in a favorable environment to start turning on certain genes, they're going to develop a vaccine to stop the bacteria from communicating with each other. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. This is so insane. There are, as I said, detoxification, there's colloidal silver, there's a homeopathy for every kind of germ you can imagine. It's totally insane. But that's the newest thing that these idiots are going to do, is make a vaccine to stop the bacteria from communicating with each other. Of course, they're not going to get rid of the bacteria. They're just going to stop them from communicating. And they don't explain how that's going to work. What is the antibody produced from the vaccine going to be against? It's very strange, folks, but this is something they have up their sleeves. Okay, so I just want to mention one other article that I came across in terms of what's going on with all of these FDA-approved drugs. In the Charlotte Observer on September 5th, on page 15A, there was an article entitled, FDA Says Four Drugs Carry Risk of Fatal Infections. And, of course, if you're watching television now, especially for rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile arthritis, which is due to vaccines, it's one of the situations where you're producing antibodies against your own tissues, in this case your joints, they're now admitting, the Food and Drug Administration, or at least they're ordering stronger warnings on four drugs, Enbrel, Remicade, Humira, and Cimzia, which work by suppressing the immune system to keep it from attacking the body. Because of the fact that many of the people that are taking these drugs are getting an infection called histoplasmosis. And of 240 cases reported to the FDA, 45 people died. That's 20%, folks. Now, God forbid they should take that drug off the market. No, they're just going to give it a black box warning. That's our Fatal Drugs Administration at work. Okay, we'll be back after the break with more information. Call in if you have questions. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is antibiotic-created stealth organisms. And I know I haven't even gotten into that yet, but I wanted to give you the other information so that you see the big picture of how bad antibiotics really are. And we'll talk about that when we go into the second hour. But I just want to mention a couple other things in terms of why antibiotics don't work. There was an article in the September 18th edition of the Charlotte Observer on Tuesday, September 18th, yes, 2007, on page 10A, where they talk about superbugs as a side effect to vaccine causing ear infections. Now, this is really pretty funny. You have to learn how to read between the lines, folks. And remember this, as all of your children are being told they need more and more vaccines to go to school, and they're threatening to keep your children out of school if they don't get vaccines. You have to start asking some hard questions of these minions. And this is what the article says. A vaccine that has dramatically curbed pneumonia and other illnesses in children is having an unfortunate effect, promoting new superbugs that cause ear infections. Now, this vaccine, called Prevnar, is alleged to prevent seven strains responsible for most cases of pneumonia, meningitis, and deadly bloodstream infections caused by strep. And what kind of bacteria is developing this antibiotic resistance that's popping up in the children's ears? Why, it's a strain of strep bacteria. But they say it's not included in the vaccine, which has seven different strains of strep in there. Now, do you believe that, folks? Do you believe that bug is not in the vaccine they're giving these children called Prevnar? Obviously, the children are getting the ear infections after they get injected with Prevnar, and this vaccine is causing superbugs that are not even killed by vaccine or by antibiotics. You have to realize that there's very few truly bactericidal antibiotics. Cidal means death, and those are the antibiotics that are supposed to kill the bugs. Most of them actually just decrease the population of the bugs down to a level where your antibiotic or where your immune system can handle it. And those are the kind of antibiotics that are given in most cases. And, of course, your immune system can handle these infections anymore because they're so sidetracked with all these other things they're injecting into you in the form of vaccines, as well as your toxic and acidic and all the other things. So I really encourage all of you, when you're reading these articles, to always read between the lines. How dare they tell us that the strep that's showing up in the children's ears, which is resistant to antibiotics, is not caused by the strep vaccine they're sticking in their arms. Are we stupid? No, we're not, especially if we're listening to shows like this where you're getting educated as to what's going on. Now, I talked about drug resistance, why antibiotics don't work because of the drug resistance. We also have superinfection by other pathogens, especially when the antibiotics are very toxic and acidic, and Clostridium difficile, causing pseudomembranous colitis that I mentioned before, giving you the bloody diarrhea where you have to have your colon cut out. That would be an example of that. But the other thing they do is create stealth organisms. And I'm going to be going into great detail about that after the break. This is going to lead us especially into Lyme's disease and mycoplasma. So that's a very important topic. Mycoplasma and Lyme's infections are rampant these days. And, of course, this is something they're giving antibiotics for. So stay tuned, folks, and learn more about that after the break. We'll be right back.